So as we open up to the light, as we prescribe to the light, as we prescribe to our heavenly approach, they're asking us to remember that the more that we open up with delight into our true inheritance, that everything will come upon us. So they're showing me the card of material harvest. We're not trying to seek without. In other words, we're working with form and we're creative beings and we're learning how to create. But what we want to create with is magic. So in other words, as we bring forth our destination, as we bring forth our true arrival, our true essence, it's the energy of love. It's the embodiment of love. It's the embodiment of faithfulness of our own accord. So a lot of us may have gotten tripped up with, you know, religion or even metaphysical teachings where you're seeking kindness of others. So another master, it could be a beautiful master of golden ray, but the idea is we're still seeing it in the linear. In other words, someone has something that we're without. So what we're doing is releasing that crying out for mercy engagement and opening up to our true treasure chest, to our true treasure. So the more that we can, they're saying, to begin with kindness to self. So this is very important because we've been relating to the egoic idolatry where there's all this like judgmental energy towards self. So this is specifically today about kindness to self, about realizing that we are the ones that can open up to full engagement, that we are the ones that can proceed with delight. So we're not waiting for anyone else. We're not waiting for a hall pass. We're not beggars. We're opening up to the symphony of our own acquirement. So in English, we're opening up to our own essence. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our engagement of true responsiveness. True responsiveness is as we allow ourselves true liftoff, our alignment with self, that we respond to our own heavenly bliss. In other words, we're not looking for anyone else to turn on the light, anyone else to change any forecast of the drama without, that we're coming into our own acquittal. We're coming into our own understanding of self. So they're showing me the magician card because now is the time to proceed with light kindness. So in other words, receiving that light, receiving that energy exchange, receiving that, they're saying transparency of faith. So the faith is faith in our own understanding of self, faith in our own acquittals, faith in our own loveliness, faith in our own broadcast, faith in our own harmony. So each time they kept saying faith and they would add, it's like an endowment. So just imagine pillars of light, just pillars of light. And they just keep coming, almost like streamers, like there's no ending. It's like how many streamers are in the package. When you open up a package, even though there is a finite number, there's always plenty. So the more that we can feel that plentiness, now this is very essential because they're saying as we go abroad, meaning we go about our day, we go into the evening, we wake up in the morning, that we want to get into this cycle, this rhythm of this continuous allotment. So it's like continuous, ever flowing, ever reaching, ever expanding. It doesn't matter what surfaces, because what's going to surface is the unkindness of past association, because we've been beggars. We've been living in the separation ideology. So this is what's going to surface. That's fine and dandy, because now we're seeking new horizons. So as we will receive this passage of love, now this is very essential, the love. This is the constant. It's almost like an algebra formula. We got variables, we got constants. So the constant is going to be the love of self, the love of true union. Now this true union is going to be ever enticing. So we're growing into further and further amplification. So just imagine, think of a light that's got like a dimmer function. And so it's kind of like a low. And then as you increase it, you systematically watch those, like they're saying, heaping dosages. So you want to keep feeling like an increase is available and entitled. So the entitled, I remember someone was like, well, entitled makes me feel like I'm special. So this is ego. Entitled is entitlement of our true placement. So in other words, we're not receiving ourselves in the linear, in separation. We're receiving ourselves in our glory. So what we receive for ourselves, we're going to amplify that and extend it abroad. So in other words, our self being the one self. So as we will receive with delight, delight means we understand all that is due us, all that is ready for us. So we're throwing out the book of charges. We're all working through that book of charges. It's like page by page by page. We're releasing that they're saying that propaganda. So when we hear like news cycles, like this is propaganda, that's probably like each side's pointing in a different direction. The important propaganda is the propaganda towards the self. Now watching like that just ignite into flames. So it's sort of like poof. So there's like that paper that, you know, you just put a flame to it and it just evaporates and incinerates. Now this is essential because we're going to come on board. We're going to self-activate. We're going to receive our acquittal as we open up to our true inheritance, as we open up to our true destiny. So we can't be this and that. We can't be shame and wholeness. We can't be all of the sorrows that we've been invested in. And this is very essential because we've been invested in second class. We've been invested in poverty. We all have experiences of poverty where we're somehow separate from, we're in an impoverished stance. And so we all have it sprinkled out in different areas of our life. So it looks like everything's quite normal, but we're all functioning, they're saying, as hungry ghosts. In other words, visions of yesterday. So this is 3D. So we can think of all that as 3D. So remember, things just poof, incinerating, no longer valid, no longer needed. So all of that war energy that we watch, that conflict in the outer, it's just a continuation of the old belief system. So we're here to ignite the sacred heart. We're here to bring forth at last the new creative intention. So this is the place of new beginnings. This is the place of new surroundings. So we're surrounding ourselves with our holy advantage. So our holy advantage is recognizing our truth, our divinity, our oneness. So as we will receive our holy entitlement, so now we're moving with our coursework. So when we receive our holy entitlement, you should now feel an expansion. So the entitlement isn't, just like little tiny doses. It's entitlement to bring forth new arrivals, new provisions. Each of us have creative impulses that are seeking our attention. So each of us are bringing forth a new landscape, and we're all sprinkled out all over the globe intentionally because we all have work to do. We all have the bringing of our new destiny. So the creative impulses mean, I think I'm supposed to do a blog. I think I'm supposed to do a radio show. I think I'm supposed to clean out those old cabinets because it's holding my old frame of reference. So those creative impulses are dawning upon us day by day. Now that's very essential where it feels like Groundhog Day doing the same thing. It's not at all. So what we're doing is we're receiving our entitlement. So our entitlement is allowing ourselves to receive our new focus of care. So our new focus of care is sort of like, just imagine a map, and we're taking that pin of where we received ourselves, and it's like a spring, into our new advancement, into our new entitlement. So those creative impulses are going to show us our broad stroke, I can't get those words. It's sort of like, it's a giant leap forward. It's a giant leap forward. Now they're going to be specific. That draw that you keep like, yeah, I got to clean it out. There's a reason that's coming to you to clean it out. I feel like I'm supposed to have like a radio show, whatever it is. Remember that it's the divine serving you through you. We're waiting for our destiny. We're waiting for our riches, whatever we've been praying for. But we have to follow along. So we're all gifted. We're all channels. We all have that intuitive impulse. What we're doing is learning to trust it. We're learning to claim it. We're learning to, every step is ordered. And so we're looking like, where's my miracle? Where's my miracle? And so our higher self is showing us how to create it, because it's not going to, that miracle is not going to drop from the sky. It comes through our own exposure. It comes through our own harmony, our own frequency. So our job is to arrive at trusting that place of new beginnings. So new beginnings is following our focus, following our intention, following our own administration. Remember, God's working through us as us. So when I say God, the divine self, Goddess Sophia, whatever words. So drop, like, you know, if, when you feel like constriction, like, I don't know if I believe in that. That's the ego. That's the ego trying to take you off place. So again, it's your own essence. And so what we're doing is it's God through us as us. So when we hold that vibrational consensus, that's what's going to bring forth that miracle. We're bringing it forth ourselves as masters of endurance, as masters of new vocation, as masters of new allegiance. So remember, our vibration speaks for itself. Now, when we claim it vibrationally, that's when we self-activate whatever that next missing piece is. Wow, I finally got someone to answer my call. What a lucky day I had. So remember, we are the creative influence in our lives. And so it's not what we say with our verbiage, with our words, it's what we say with our vibrational acceptance, alignment, attunement. So we're all in the process of self-healing. We're all in the process of releasing past association, releasing past endowment. So the energies that are being offered, that are uplifting ourselves into new status, What these energies do now is, it's sort of like Sesame Street, like what picture doesn't belong? Whatever doesn't belong that we're adhering to, that is disrupting the apple cart. It's almost like you decide to go gourmet and then you're sitting with an apple pie from McDonald's. It's like, which doesn't belong? That's what's being shown. That's what's being shown. And you're like, I don't have time to deal with that. I'm too busy. So what we want to do is remember, the amplification is coming through our own energy, through our own access. We are each channelers. We are each intuitive. And so we're being shown the way. We're being shown the way. What we're learning to do is come into further respect of our own understanding, of our own placement. So realizing we're sort of like tuning our own self. So these energies help to amplify that association. So we hear ourselves better. We trust ourselves more. We respond to our own satisfaction. Now, satisfaction is not ego. Satisfaction is, I'm really being pulled to do this. Well, I know my friends want me to do that, but I'm really being pulled to do this, and honoring our connection to source. So they're showing me a single rose, and that rose is sort of like aligning with our column of light, aligning with our chakra system. So that rose has that energy. So remember, rose is the highest spiritual flower. And so it's symbolizing our alignment with source. So the more that we come to appreciate our fullest acclaim, so this is appreciating the fact that we're already aligned. So as we will receive this orchestration of love, we're the embodiment of love, we're flushing out everything that is not holding the vibration of love. So we receive this endorsement of love, meaning love can move mountains. Love is a master healer. Love creates miracles. Love overrides the old impressions. So the new earth is already here. Heaven is already here as we commit to it, learning to live from it, releasing impoverished notions. So as we will receive this light in good measure, so now they're showing me the material harvest card. Imagine you're a farmer and we're spreading that light. It could just be like, just imagine a little rain shower, spreading seeds. It could just be energy, but imagine it coursing through your very lifestyle. Your life, your home, your relationships, your health, your bank account, your memories, your readiness for your new endeavors. So it's sprinkling and touching those that are ready to come into your auric field. Some have partners that it's like they will arrive in divine order. Now that's established through your own understanding of self. For them to arrive before you're aligned with love, you'll just act out unconscious projection. So this is what we're responding to, is our own acquittal. They're saying, coming back full circle, we're learning to receive ourselves with love. Remember, we're like pulling out those pages of falsehood, trappings of fear towards self. Releasing the notion of an enemy, releasing the notion of lack. So as we receive this full broadcast, we do so in full placement. So when I say full placement, I suddenly became a church. So it's sort of like we are the church. Nothing wrong with attending church live or on Zoom these days. But what we're doing is self-activating our own deliverance, so that outside church represents the inside dwelling, the inside temple, the inside orchestration. So let us receive in full acclaim. Full acclaim. Doesn't have to take 10 years, 10 months, 10 weeks. Full acclaim. Let us receive.